So we are here again with the fabulous Eva Resnick Day, our local tiger champion, forest hero, activist, community organizer. Eva, for those that are checking in, what is your latest update? Everyone seems to know you really well by now.
I'm glad to hear that. So as you guys know, we've been working to get Kellogg's, the cereal company, to stop sourcing palm oil that's destroying rainforests in Indonesia and driving climate change. So our big update is that this past Wednesday, we had a huge rally outside of the Battle Creek Kellogg's headquarters, where we brought people from all across the state to deliver thousands of petitions and hundreds of handwritten letters and the message of University of Michigan students saying they wouldn't want to work for them directly to executives of Kellogg's, who we then had a meeting with. So it was a pretty exciting day.
That's incredibly exciting. We want to hear more. What led to the rally? Why did you guys decide to hold a rally?
So the thing that we've been hearing from Kellogg's over this whole campaign is that we should talk to Wilmar International, the giant Asian agribusiness in Singapore, if we wanted them to change. But, you know, at the core, first of all, no one's ever heard of Wilmar International.
Nope.
Second of all, Wilmar doesn't actually sell its products directly to consumers, so they have no reason to actually listen to us as consumers. And third of all, they're all the way in Singapore, and we're some students and community members here in Michigan. Like, why would they listen to us? But they will listen to Kellogg's, who they have a multi-million dollar contract with that, you know, it means a lot to them. The other thing is the issue of palm oil has been heating up recently in a big way. So Unilever, which is the biggest consumer group in the entire world, came out saying they're going to make sure that all of the palm oil comes from sustainable sources in their products, as well as Ferrero, the maker of Nutella, just recently came out and said they're going to go deforestation free by 2014. So we really thought it was timely to, you know, go directly to Kellogg's and say, you know, it's your turn. If everyone else can do this, you should be doing this as well.
How recently did Unilever and did you say it was Ferrero?
Ferrero chocolate. So that was about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, super.
Yeah, so like really recently, you know, as this issue is heating up. And, you know, as people from Michigan that really care about our local companies like Kellogg's, we feel that they need to do the right thing and that, you know, if they want to call themselves a sustainable or socially responsible company, they have to be at the forefront of this issue and not just following.
Okay, so you decided to take it, I mean, there's still letter writing involved, but you wanted to take it a step further and actually go to Battle Creek.
Yeah.
So tell me, what was that day like? Walk us through the day.
It was really incredible. First of all, just that, you know, a few students, like, or people in their 20s wrote an email to the executives of Kellogg's and they agreed to meet with us within like a week is, first of all, incredible.
Yeah, that is really significant.
Yeah. And just a testament to how much pressure we've been putting on them and how much they do care about their consumers. So we brought people from Lansing, Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, and of course, right in their home, Battle Creek, from community members to religious leaders to mom and dads to students to a whole bunch of different people. We brought over 80 people to Battle Creek, you know, on a Wednesday in the middle of the day. And
when you say you brought over, did you literally all drive on a bus together?
No, there was a bunch of carpools.
Okay,
we tried to use as few cars as possible, but yeah, so from all across the state, we went to Battle Creek, you know, did some cheers and chants and stuff, but all the rallies are like, then we had a press conference for the media with speakers from, Rachel Hood, who is the executive director of WEMIAC, the Western Michigan Environmental Action Council, one of our volunteers who's been to Indonesia and seen rainforest destruction, who's the third, and a mom, a concerned mom from Battle Creek, you know, who grew up on Kellogg's her whole life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was really powerful and great to hear. And then we poured over 5,000 petitions from a gigantic cereal box into a gigantic cereal bowl, which we then marched into a really small room with the executive, the VP of sustainability from Kellogg's, as well as their VP of global communications and philanthropy. So we were in this little room, and it took us like 10 minutes to file in like these 80 plus people from the rally. And we heard this executive of sustainability just go, "Oh my God."
So she was, or he were not expecting that big of a turnout.
No. So they said, you can invite your volunteers in to deliver the petitions and letters and stuff. And we broadly assumed that meant, you know, everyone at our rally, because they'd all volunteered.
Yeah.
So we brought everyone in, and they were pretty overwhelmed. And then, you know, we delivered them this cereal bowl filled with 5,000 petitions, as well as over 100 handwritten letters, a coalition of over 100 businesses, community leaders, religious groups, student organizations that wanted them to do the right thing, as well as a few hundred students from the University of Michigan here that signed on to a letter saying they wouldn't work for Kellogg's unless they went deforestation free.
That's incredible. I mean, that hits a company in one of the areas that they care about the most.
Exactly. So that was just showed them like the widespread broad support that this campaign has had across Michigan. And then we, most of the rally left, and about 8 of us sat down with these 2 executives and had a meeting discussing their steps forward.
So what was the meeting like? I know you probably can't give us too many details, but what was the general, what did you feel like in there? Do you feel like people were being quite receptive?
Yeah, it was definitely a mixture. They're saying things like, we share the end goal of deforestation free and we really care about sustainability. We're talking to the right people to make this happen, and we're digging in on the issues that need to be fixed. But it was all kind of broad. There was no commitments. But in general, it was, you know, it was nice. Everyone was friendly towards each other.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great. So when you left there, what were the next steps that you yourself were going to look at, that Kellogg's maybe was going to look at as well?
Yeah, so they were just going to continue to look at the manifesto, which is the document we wrote of a policy that's exploitation and deforestation free, and go on and continue talking to their suppliers. On our end, we thought it was pretty important for them to take this step sooner rather than later. So, one, it's timely. Unilever and Ferraro and these other groups are jumping on board with this policy right now. But two, the rainforests are being destroyed at 6 football fields per minute. So every minute they wait is like destroying the rainforest that we can't get back. And we need, and then it's up to us to make sure that every minute that Kellogg's doesn't sign on to this manifesto is going to hurt their reputation. So on our end, it was just making sure that the media follow-up was really good for the rally.
Absolutely. Can you talk to me a little bit about the manifesto? What exactly is it about? What are some of the key points within it?
Yeah. So it's basically, as I was saying, the outline is just asking companies and processors to go deforestation and exploitation free in their sourcing of palm oil, so that they're not allowed to source any palm oil from growers that are burning or bulldozing rainforests to get their palm oil. So it has to be grown on degraded land. They're not allowed to push indigenous people out of their homes to get palm oil. They are not allowed to destroy the homes or habitat of orangutans, Sumatran tigers, or other animals, and they are not allowed to use slave labor and other forces like that that have been used in this process. So
yeah, sounds like pretty basic requirements.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Well, great. So you personally, mm-hmm. as you've discussed on the show previously, your involvement in this campaign is actually mm-hmm. part of a larger 1-year traineeship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Green Corps.
So, what can you tell us about what's coming up next for you?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I'll be heading to training in Denver, and I'm not sure the city I'll be in next, but it's likely I'll be working on a campaign to get antibiotics out of our agriculture system.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really important as well.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, now that, you know, you're kind of coming to the end stages for your direct involvement in this mm-hmm. campaign for now.
Yeah.
What are maybe some of the key things, or what is the big thing that you learned that you want to take forward into the next thing that you worked on?
Yeah, it's growing invested in getting to know and trusting your interns and volunteers to carry out the campaign. I mean, everything that we do in this type of work, environmental campaigns, relies on your one-on-one relationships. And it's easy to think as an organizer, I can do everything better. I know how to do this. I just want to do it. But if you don't give other people the opportunity to fail and to learn and to trust them, then you're never going to be building the movement. And it's just been incredible for me to see the interns and volunteers I have and how much they've grown and how many of them now want to do this type of work for a living because they've seen this have such a huge impact. Yeah, I guess I didn't mention, but the media following the rally, got picked up nationally, actually internationally. There's a small thing on the AP, and then the Times covered it, Washington Post, ABC News, Miami Herald, San Francisco Chronicle, all the way in Canada.
All the big newspapers.
So it really, really blew up, and we saw direct results from that with Kellogg's coming out in the morning with two new reports about how sustainable they were. So they were really definitely feeling
this is
the heat.
The morning following your rally.
Yeah. They came out with that. So it was really quickly. And they're definitely feeling the pressure from international attention, calling them out for not being a sustainable company. So the interns and volunteers I've had have been able to see what a huge impact we've had in only 3 months. So they are going to take that on and move that to the rest of their life, and they're empowered to know that they can do something. So I just like to continue that trend with the other campaigns that I have.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because through that you can ensure that it's always going to be much bigger than what you're doing.
You know,
you're kind of planting seeds and helping inspire people, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, great. I guess you have just a couple of weeks left.
Yeah.
So we wish you all the best.
Thank
as
you.
We wrap things up here, and I'm sure that this is not the last that we're going to hear from you. Whatever your next campaign is, I hope we can, you can call in every once in a while.
Be wonderful.
Let us know what you're working on.
Yeah, and I should put you guys in touch with the new Forest Heroes Campus group.
Absolutely.
So what they're doing.
We want to know where this is going, especially concerning Kellogg's. It's one thing to put out a report. It's another thing to actually commit to action. So count on It's Hot in Here to continue to deliver news on this story. And Eva, personally, thank you. And then
thank you
on behalf of the show and all the listeners for the wonderful stories that you've brought us here about your campaign.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for having me.
Keep fighting the good fight. All right, folks, that has been it. I hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and we will check in again in a couple of weeks.